DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. Excellent. Well, there's one thing that needs to happen before we start the show.
You need to pee, get a drink.
No, it's just something you have to say.
Move a cat.
Something you have to say.
Oh, no, I don't. I thought we decided that was not necessary. I'm gonna read the chat room to you, Daniel. Tom in Chicago says, smack the pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Orphan Black from BBC America, the most awesome show ever in the history of the universe that I had never known about until last week. And then I watched and I had to binge watch the entire thing. And I spent like 14 and a half hours watching the thing and then rewatching all the parts that had like Felix and his ass in it because it was really amazing. And then I had to watch the season two episode that just started this past week. And it was really good too. And you should absolutely pay attention to that. And it's over on Amazon Prime. You should check it out. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined by the Orphan Black free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I don't even know what that is. Hello, Daniel. Orphan Black.
Orphan Black. Can someone in the chat room post a picture of a screen cap of Jordan Gavaris? Felix? He was in Assless Chaps on the season opening this past week. It was quite good.
You know, Daniel, it yes. is 10:11 p.m. in the evening.
It is.
And I would like to tell everyone that we are streaming live on Pride48.com, as we always are.
As we are every Tuesday evening, that is correct.
That is correct. And you can join us, dear listener, on Tuesday evenings over at Pride48.com and join the lovely chat room, including Butler, It's All About Dan, It's All About Carrie, mm-hmm. Kathy Bacon, possibly Nico, RT Cruiser, That Blue Jeans Guy, Tom Chicago, Crazy Scientist Blah, yes. Good Humor Penguin,
yes.
Run With Cock Wisconsin, Stig something?
Sure, Stiglitz. We'll just go with that.
Something, and Z-Crone.
Z-Crone.
And lots of other people who sometimes join us who may not be in the room at the moment.
All right, so the chat room has posted a picture of Felix, but that is not him with his assless chaps. Let me see if I can find the one with his assless chaps the other night.
So while we're looking for that, I just want to say right at the beginning of the show that I listened to 7 episodes of Live It Up.
7 episodes of Live It Up.
The other day.
And do you feel as though you are now lived up? Do you believe that you are,
well,
have you achieved upness?
Well, so I'm going to say, you know, there are two recurring themes on Live It Up.
Yes.
And the one theme is noisy neighbors.
The Stompersons.
So yes. It doesn't matter who they are. They're always this. So now
that's the Wesley Stone school of classifying people basically goes like, it's like anyone who drives faster than him is an asshole. Anyone who drives faster than him is an idiot. Anyone who drives slower than him is an asshole. So it's like, you know, I wish this asshole would get out of the way. And look at that idiot go by. And so it's Wesley only classifies people relative to himself.
So, you know, so I all 7 episodes, you know, were basically how noisy the neighbors were and how he's going to sell his place because he doesn't know whether he should let prospective buyers know, you know, how noisy it is. And then I love Turnip Head, and I am not belittling any of his health issues, but the other recurring theme is how often he's been shocked at the hospital.
Yes.
So it's noisy neighbors and shock treatment.
Yes.
Shock therapy or whatever. So that is, I just want to tell everyone to sum up, give you the Cliff's Notes version of Live It Up.
There you go. So you what you're saying then is you do not need to listen to Live It Up.
The last 7 episodes. Well, I just caught everyone up.
Everyone is now caught up.
No, well, you know, I what? Love I, both of them.
Maybe we should do that. You know, show. Because you have so many podcasts that you have to listen to that you're having to listen to them at double speed. I know poor Mark over on It's All About Me has now started listening to, you know, every podcast in the universe, and it takes him, you know, forever to listen to those. And so he's having. So maybe we, as a public service, should just every week we should just, you know, right. summarize what people have missed during the week, and then they don't have to listen to those shows. So like for like in the case of Big Fatty, you don't need to listen to Big Fatty this week. Here, let me just summarize it for you now.
Right.
Squeak.
There. I don't have a toy to squeak. I do, but it's in another room, so I can't.
Right.
Yes.
And then he gets an email and it sounds like
Unip Oleon Soak Orn Oromant Aminiet Sisk Zeretnel
Bulldog
Kara's cunt.
Yes, Kara's cunt.
I still want to know what's up with Kara's cunt.
Something to do with the bulldog and Kara's cunt. So I am not finding the assless chaps. I do notice that it's all about Dan scroll up in the chat room there. He has posted a picture of Felix from the season one when he's putting his pants back on, which is an equally magnificent view. But yeah, Orphan Black, highly recommend it. I did not know anything about this show. And
What's it about? It's, an orphan? A black orphan?
No, it's about this guy with assless chaps. I don't really know the... it's a show. It's a BBC America show. I knew nothing about this show. I don't want to spoil it, but I'm not going to... So it's just a really well-done show. You should just watch it.
What's he doing at that window with his pants down?
He's putting his pants on. He's pulling them up. He had been on the bed.
Right in front of the window?
Well, he lives upstairs in a loft and whatever. He's a hustler. He's a gay hustler. He can do that.
Oh, it's a show about a gay hustler, and it shows skin.
He's not the main character, but he is one of the main characters. He's the main character's brother. So yes. Anyway, now that I have completely pulled, you know, Orphan Black, didn't know this show even existed. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free to stream. You can watch the entire first season for free on Amazon Prime.
Since this is TV Corner right now, or we're talking about shows,
do we have a theme song?
Have you ever watched Bates Motel?
I have not, but someone told me that I should. Is it good?
I don't know. I've heard about it recently and heard that it was good and thought, you know, maybe that is a summer show when all of my fall winter shows end.
When all of your other shows have thawed.
You know, then during the summer when all the crap is on, you know,
now by
all
crap,
the reality
by
shit.
Crap, do you mean America's Got Talent and what else is on in the summer?
That is it. It is just continual America's Got Talent all summer long.
I know Big Brother, I think, is on, right? Big Brother is on in the summer.
Yeah, it's basically reality show-a-palooza.
I think aren't they going to try that new Flash this year? The spinoff from Arrow, they're going to be doing Flash, I think.
I don't know, but I hate Arrow, so...
How dare you.
I do. I can't. I tried. I watched almost two complete seasons, and I just fall asleep every time. I just can't. I don't like it. Anyway,
excellent.
So there you go.
Nico's eldest nephew's boyfriend loves the Bates Motel. You know, and it was somebody else. And Moose P loves Bates Motel is what I'm being told here. But Butler is saying that the chaps in Bates Motel have asses in them, so they're not assless chaps. They actually have asses in their chaps. And my sweet T loves it. I believe that means Terry, as in Tom and Terry. Terry.
Tom and Terry sounds like a radio stars, you know, the Tom and Terry show from Chicago.
No, it actually sounds like Tom and Jerry, an old animated cartoon about a mouse and a cat. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So Orphan Black, you can definitely go and see it. And Bates Motel, I'm going to put it on my list to see. I've been watching Justified. Have you seen Justified? This is another show I knew nothing about, and so I started watching it from the beginning. I've just finished season one of Justified.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never. It's a Western, right?
No, it's about the Marshall Service. It's a modern day about, you know, somebody in the Marshall Service. Timothy Oliphant.
Homeland is another one that I wanted to watch.
Homeland is quite good. Of course, I have HBO, so I see that one on its way. Silicon Valley has just started on HBO, and that's also quite good. But we're not here to talk about television shows. We're here to talk about the Buffalo Pea Guy.
I realized that I forgot to talk about this last week, and we went through our entire New York trip, and this was the most ridiculous thing that happened to me. It is one of those Adam stories. Like, the
Oh, God.
Come on, Celebrity Death Phone.
How does that happen? That's so really weird. All right, so this I believe came in from last week, but we were unsure of which one came in first, and we now have it sorted. So between the two Australians, both Australians called to report the death of Peaches. Which one won? Let's find out right now.
Yeah, hi guys. See, Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Bit of a shocker, this one. Peaches Gelboff, daughter of Bob, dead at 25.
Dead.
Bye.
Dead at 25. Peaches Gelboff, dead at 25. Coming in from RT Cruiser from Australia. Apparently, Peaches was huge in Australia because not one single American called to report that.
I'm not even quite sure who that is.
She's like a Paris Hilton. She's famous for being related to someone who's famous. She's Bob Geldof's daughter.
Wouldn't it be nice to be famous just because, like, have to do absolutely nothing? Or to be rich and famous for absolutely no reason, just be born rich and famous?
Sure.
Do anything you want to do. Like
Vera Charles.
Whatever.
Right.
I mean, you know, Paris Hilton had a TV career, no talent whatsoever. Now she's a famous DJ, all this, all because she's rich and her daddy, you know,
actually
must be nice.
Actually, her grandfather. Her dad also inherited the money. And then, so anyway, it doesn't matter. So that one came in at 2:32 p.m. on the 7th. And Scotty, little Aussie Battler, reported the same thing at 7:17 a.m. on the 8th. But we were unsure previously because Scotty had sent his in via email. So sorry, Scotty.
Yeah, because Scotty has to be difficult. Everyone else calls the death phone.
Right.
Scotty has to email in his audio.
You know what? It keeps us on our toes. But that's fine. That's fine. Let's move along here. So you were going to tell us the most amazing story that happened to you. We went through everything in the
except
in the New York
the actual
trip.
Funny
except
and
the
or
one
thing that happened.
That was,
forget again. You're
so funny. All right, hold on. Let me just grab this really quick. Yes, hello? Sorry, we gave it the office. All right, go ahead. So tell us, what is your one, I swear, I'm going to take the phone off.
You know there's a Game of Thrones?
I know, I've played that. I'm taking the phone off the hook now. So go ahead, tell us about the funniest thing that happened to you on your trip.
So Mark and I, the last day we were in New York and when we were in Buffalo, we went on that tour. I told everyone we went on the tour of that Gary Andrew Stiglitzen or whatever took us on.
Yes.
And before we were waiting in the lobby for him to pick us up, and
Is there a name for this tour?
The Gary Andrew Stiglitzen
Tour
Memorial Architectural Tour of Buffalo.
All right.
And musical. Anyway, so we're waiting and we had had breakfast and we're waiting on him in the lobby and we both needed to pee. So we decided to go into the bathroom, which is where you normally pee.
That is a good choice, yes, to go into a restroom to pee. Yes.
And this was the bathroom in the lobby. So we go in the bathroom and this was a nice hotel. I don't remember what brand it was, but I mean, it was a nice hotel. So we go in there and there are only two. There's a one urinal and one stall. So Mark goes in the stall. I stand at the urinal. We're both peeing.
Yes.
Well, this other guy comes in and he, he looks and sees that I'm at the urinal. And then he goes to go to the stall because he needed to pee, I guess, or poop or whatever. Well, I guess he needed to pee because he looked at the urinal. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So then he looks at the stall and sees Mark is there. And so he backs up, you know, like, oh, I'm going to have to stand in line, you know, or wait for one of these. And then he is facing the sink, which is only about maybe 3 feet from me.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I hear this splashing noise.
Yes.
And I could swear that I felt some spray. I hope not. God. I've had a bath since then. So I look over and this guy, and he is not peeing in the sink.
He's not.
He's peeing on the cabinet that the sink is in. I mean, just like he just pulled his dick out and just peed. Like
just
on whatever.
Everywhere.
Just everywhere. All over the floor, on the, you know, whatever. We couldn't wash our, I mean, I'm like trying to zip up as fast as I can and get out of there. I'm like, what is this dude? You know, what is he doing?
So he really had to pee.
Apparently.
But you were taking off the one thing and Mittens was taking up the other. So he just couldn't wait.
Oh, well, I would think first of all, I don't know of anyone who needs to pee so bad that they're going to pee on the cabinet or whatever, they would at least like get on their tiptoes and pee in the sink, you know, say, oh, I'm so sorry, guys, or whatever. This was a crazy homeless man. I have never experienced this in my life except Buffalo. I will remember Buffalo for the piss on the sink guy. So I go out to the lobby and I'm like, I don't even know how to tell these people this. I'm like, I just wanted to let you know
that there was
I was in the bathroom and someone peed on the sink.
Let me just ask you this. Did anyone else see this so-called homeless man in the bathroom?
Well, yeah, because the guy in the lobby, the concierge or whatever, immediately apologized to me and you know, called security or whatever, and then himself went to the bathroom. The guy was still in there, and they escorted him out of the building and told him this: it was not a public urinal.
So it wasn't. Or, it wasn't. This is not the case that you might have peed on the floor and then made up a story about some crazy homeless man just to cover your tracks.
No, you can ask Mark. I mean, you know, next time.
Well, Mittens, I can't ask. Mittens is not a reliable witness. You can't force, you know, your spouse to testify against you.
I'm sorry. Why would I? I mean, why would I make that up? Come on. I'm not going to. Anyway, craziest thing. I don't want to say craziest, but one of the craziest things. Now, when I think I've mentioned this before, maybe he was sleepwalking, because when I was a child. I am very proud that I never peed my pants. I never peed in the bed.
Now, you don't know that. I mean, point in time, you were a toddler and you peed in your diapers.
Oh, okay. From the age that you are sleeping on your own in a bedroom.
You have memory. You have no memory of ever peeing your pants or wetting the bed.
I never wet the bed. Anyway, but I had this habit of thinking I was in the bathroom.
Yes.
And then peeing on random things. Like I'm sure I've mentioned this before. Like I went in my parents' bedroom and I stood between their bed and the wall where the window was and peed on the curtains for no apparent reason.
Did you blame that on a homeless man? Or did you say,
Mom, I'm so, did you see that homeless man?
Mom, wake up. I don't want to upset you, but there was just a homeless man in here that was just peeing over there on the curtain.
Exactly. No, I did not. But it was me, you know. But then one time I had a toy box that my dad had built. I still have the toy box, actually. And I lifted the lid to the toy box and peed all over my toys. I thought I was in the bathroom. But anyway, so apparently either this man was just crazy.
He was.
Or he was sleepwalking.
Or he was made up.
But no, it's the truth.
I take your word for it. I have no reason to believe that you're lying. However, he could be made up. Anyway, it doesn't, you know, it's fine. It's all right. This is what happens when you go to Buffalo. You know, Buffalo is a very seedy place.
You know, I was going to say, I would have expected to see that in New York City.
Right.
But no.
It happens
in Buffalo.
Right. Yeah, it happened in Buffalo. And you know, there's another show that we can take off people's list right now. So Cocktails and Cream Puffs, if you we can just summarize that show. Shut up. Just shut up, Donna. Shut up. And there, that's the show. Buy a flesh jack. Shut up. Shut up, Donna. Shut up, Wendy.
I haven't heard the most recent episode, so don't spoil it for me.
Anyway.
I'm behind.
I do. Oh, well, I was going to ask you this question, but you told me pre-show not to ask this. I was going to ask you. Well, first of all, I still have, you know, a slight thing in my voice because I'm getting over a cold. I apologize if I sniffle or cough during the show.
The cold keeps you from putting anything in the Trello.
No, I told you. I checked the Trello this morning. You hadn't done it. And there was really nothing that the only things that I could possibly have put on there to talk about were just things that I don't really want to talk about because they've already been discussed to death, really, honestly. But I did want to ask you if you were caught up on It's All About Me, but you said no, you are not caught up on It's All About Me.
The reason I said that before we started recording is so you wouldn't call me out on it during the recording.
I just want to say you need to get caught up because this coming week, they're going to have a guest on their show. They're having a guest on their show this week. He's a Nazi. So they're having a Nazi on their show this week.
Okay. Well, wouldn't want to miss that.
I think it's fascinating. You know, I mean, they're evil, right? And they should probably, you know, be killed or whatever, but still, you know, they're still fascinating.
Maybe they'll kill the Nazi on their show.
That would be worth the price of admission right there.
It would.
That would be well worth, you know, just kind of like some kind of public execution. You know, they'd cover it on the History Channel because they cover everything Nazi related on that channel. But the Yeah, so they have a guest that's coming on their show this past week. You know, I'd like to point out I've never been a guest on their show before.
Well, me either.
I'm just saying. They can have a Nazi on their show, but I'm not allowed to be on their show. I mean, that's fine. You know, that's fine. Whatever.
Well, you're one level below.
Yeah,
Nazi, I'm like one. So, level below. You know, maybe next week. Right. Maybe next time. They wanted to get the Nazi on there first.
Right. So the other only thing that I because I was sick this past weekend, I slept through most of the It's All About Me live show. So I didn't come in to like right at the end of the show. But then we ended up I got on Hangouts with them and we ended up staying on the stream and talking for like another hour. And it was during that time that we briefly talked about the RuPaul, like the shemale thing, and nobody cares anymore. That ship has sailed. If you're still upset about that whole thing, then you just need to, you know, take some medication or something.
I'm trying to remember exactly what the shemale thing was. I know I heard it somewhere, but I can't even remember where I heard it. So
the problem with it is that so there's two different things, right? So RuPaul's Drag Race has always used the line on their show, like, you've got shemale, right? Instead of email.
Okay.
And that was funny. And no one had a problem with that. And no one has, you know, the show's been on for 5 years, whatever. No one's had a problem with that. But the problem came when in her show this past season, or this current season, she did a brand new segment called Shemale or Female, where she basically, you know, like, wanted you to guess whether somebody was a cisgender female or a transsexual. And okay, the way it came up with the shemale and, you know, shemale or female was some of the transgender groups found that to be offensive, and rightly so, right? They're allowed to find that offensive. They're transgender. That's their thing, right? You're now using the word in a completely different context. To translate that into gayness, right, it would be like, was the following phrase said by a faggot or a normal person? You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like you're now using the word in a completely different context, right? You're now using shemale as a derogatory as opposed to, you know, some kind of funny like, oh, you've got shemale, which is, you know, has a victimless crime or whatever. Anyway, long story short, instead of RuPaul, you know, replying to it, she basically just said, fuck you. And that set off a whole thing. And then Logo had to get involved. So Logo overreacted and basically said, you can't use the word shemale on the show at all, and took out all references to shemale. And a few gay men on the internet went insane as if, you know, they had lost their penis or something. It was really kind of like one of these huge overreaction things that it was just kind of like, you know, just get over it. They're offended. If you view transsexuals to be an important part of our community, the T and LGBT, then you kind of have to, like, you know, listen to them when they say that something is offensive to them, right? You don't get to tell them to get over it or to not be offended by something. That's not your place. Just like the straight people before us couldn't tell us just to get over it. You get over being called a sissy. Well, just get over it. That it's not your place. If they're offended by it, they're offended by it.
That's true. However,
no, there is no however about that. No, there is no however about this, Adam. If
there might be, because
if you view them as important to our community, then you have to do this. If you don't view them as important, then we can have that discussion, and that's a completely different topic, right?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about, because you said RuPaul said fuck you and everyone went up into arms about it. But
No. RuPaul said fuck you to the transgender group, and the transgender group then got really, they started lobbying.
So what I'm saying is, it wouldn't RuPaul be RuPaul's just a drag queen. But I mean, doesn't she fall somewhere in that category? So isn't it kind of like a gay person calling another gay person a fag?
No. Okay. We do not have the same struggles or problems as transgender people do. They're a part of our community, or at least we like to pretend like they're a part of our community. But few of us ever spend the time to really understand what it is to be transgendered or what challenges they may have, which are completely different than the challenges that we may have. So it's just
things. If I were to call someone maybe you would, but I'm saying a lot of gay people think it's okay for a gay person to call another gay person a fag.
Yes.
So,
and that's because we're both gay men, and that is one of those things. But a transsexual is nothing like a drag queen. A drag queen is a performer. A transgendered person is someone who, you know, is born into the wrong gender, who is someone who has, like, been fighting in an identity crisis their entire life and has grown up their entire life feeling belittled, feeling like they weren't the right person that they should be and that society was telling them not to. And so then to make a game out of whether someone is a shemale or a female, do you not see how that could possibly be offensive to someone who has struggled their entire life with their gender identity?
I see that.
Anyway, I didn't want to talk about it because it's been talked to death, and it's one of those things. Too late. Tell me about, I don't know.
I don't, this is not really interesting, but I will say there are some really, dang it,
I know. I don't understand how that happens all the time like that. Let's just you know, find out who this is. Yes, hello.
Hey, Dubious and Gen Plus, this is Nico. I'm calling the Celebrity Death Phone.
Nico.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez has died at the age of 87, and he is the Nobel-winning author of 100 Years of Solitude. What? And Love in the Time of Cholera.
In the Time of
Cholera? Yes, Adam, he's famous. I don't know why I assumed Adam wouldn't know who he is, but I just did. Anyway, talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nico.
Nico.
In the age of cholera, which I believe that was Kathy Bacon's time, wasn't it? Kathy Bacon was born in the time of cholera.
How dare you say that I wouldn't know? Gabo is one of my favorite short story writers, screenwriter, and journalists. I mean, just the other day, I was reviewing his Neustadt International Prize for Literature.
Oh, dear God. You've Googled this. Look at you. I can see you reading it off the screen over there.
I mean, when we were friends, when he started as a journalist and wrote many acclaimed nonfiction works and short stories, including 100 Years in Solitude, The Autumn of the Patriarch, and Love in the Time of Cholera.
So you have it written down here as Gabriel Garcia, and I was thinking it was the girl from Desperate Housewives. So anyway, let me do this. There you go. Yes, Nico.
We refer to him as Gabo.
Nico gets an entry into the contest, and we add $1 to the pot. What is our grand total now in the pot of the old contest?
That's at the top of the spreadsheet, so I have to scroll up. $79.25.
$79. And what?
25 cents.
25 cents is where we are so far. And we've got a ways to go, don't we? This is,
But wait a minute. If we are true to form, as we were last year, may be a break between Dubious and Tense season.
That's true. So you've got until June, really, and then we're going to take a break. Yeah.
If you want to get this pot up there, and I know how RT Cruiser is trying.
You know how RT Cruiser likes his pot. Oh, wait, that's RC. I think that's RC in Wisconsin. I think you've got them confused.
So Kathy Bacon says, when I die, it better be $100. Kathy Bacon, didn't you just announce you're not going to Vegas?
Now, Kathy, I added in $10 to the pot for Fred Phelps dying, and that has already been accounted for.
Anyway, so I was going to talk about, I'm not a big YouTube watcher.
You're not.
But I'm not. I haven't done a lot of YouTube watching, but I was for whatever reason, I was on YouTube, and I had heard of this person, and I did some searching. And I just realized there are so many talented singers on YouTube. And I know sometime people should just do a search on YouTube, and it's all these, like, so for instance, and maybe everyone has heard of this person, but I will just say, if I can remember his name,
okay, I'm waiting.
One of the people, dang, I can't remember.
All right, while you think of his name, here's my favorite song on YouTube, because I like to listen to the people sing on YouTube. Here's my favorite.
The Cat's Here. A sozo cried on a mountain, frozen be seen. I came to fast fashion, and looks like on the queen. A wind is howling like it's whirring inside. Could the keeping handles I try? The weatherman, the weatherman, see, be good girl, you always have to be.
So I was looking at birthdays for today, and this person came up because apparently they think YouTube people are. But
yes,
the guy's name is Chester C.
Chester C.
And
should I search?
I'll try to.
I can search from here. Chester C.
Well, look for Say Something.
Okay.
He's cute.
Sounds like a death march.
Well, he's got a lot of stuff, but this is just him. He does a lot of stuff with a...
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
He's also lip-syncing. He may have sung it, but he's lip-syncing in his performance.
I'll be the one if you want.
I was so I don't know the guy. It sounds like he has a good voice, but the video just screams douche. I'm sorry. It's like he's got the wine glass on top of the piano that's half filled with white wine or water. I'm not sure which, but it's in the light, but the rest of the piano is in the dark. So it's only kind of like a half silhouette of a piano with the wine glass. And he's wearing a white shirt with a black tie, and it's all filmed in black and white. It's just kind of like, geez, film school much?
Okay, wait. So he sings a lot with this group. So here's another example, if I can get this to work.
Got a half choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything.
You held me down, but I got up. Already busting off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake your ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I had enough.
Anyway, it's Eye of the Tiger.
That is not from Rocky.
It's really good. Like, there are some amazing good voices on. I mean, okay.
You want all right? This is I think we can all agree this is the most amazing voice on YouTube. Do you want to hear it? Here you go.
Sure, I would love to.
Here you go. This is a Christmas song. He's walking out. He's standing in front of the Christmas tree right now. Here we go.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Ooh, he's all stylish and everything. That, by the way, is Alden. That is Alden from Doobie's Intent. So
I was going to say, not much production value there, but nice voice.
Yes, he recorded that on Christmas Day of 2012. So
what you want to look for is Chester C., and it's spelled S-E-E, and he does a lot of stuff with Andy Lange or Lang and Andrew something or other. Anyway, he's got like hundreds.
Hundreds?
And if you start looking at like the various people who he's sung with, they also have YouTube channels, and they're all good. And it's a lot of covers, but there are some original songs
But they're not all filmed like in black and white with like, you know, chocolates. Like, I'm got a chocolate covered piano and a chocolate glass and a chocolate. Like the dude's going into a chocolate coma here. His videos,
he tries to have some production value and make them look music.
That's not production value. That's douche value. I'm sorry.
They're all good singers, is all I'm saying. You know, I'm sure somebody does this, but someone, if they don't, should do a podcast where they feature these YouTube personalities, like, you know, covers and stuff done by,
you know, maybe we should just give up our existing format, and we should just switch our format to just be summaries of other podcasts and YouTube singers.
Yes.
We would be just like the best of the left guy. We would just not do any of our own content. We would basically just be leeching off of other people and pretending like it was our own stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I think we could do that.
There you go.
Anyway, that was all I had.
The news.
You know, you skipped right over technology.
You didn't add anything to the tech segment. You said,
I did.
No, there's nothing in the tech segment.
Oh, well, I think I did. Wait. Yes, I did.
No, I'm looking at the tech stories and it is blank. Tech stories, blank. Did you maybe not leave the card? Did you not tab out of the card so that it's actually added to the deck?
It's there on my side. I don't know
then
how to put it there for you.
Maybe you can click on another card with your mouse and then make it.
I know how the thing works.
Well,
the
then why
works.
Isn't it showing up here on my trellis? Oh, there
It'll
it is.
Show up
now it did.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're already in the news. We'll go back to that.
We won't go back to it. We'll just do it after the news. So please continue with the news.
A grandmother who lost her false teeth finally discovered them hidden behind her fridge after a rodent stole them from her kitchen. Margaret Lowe, 77, put the teeth in a glass of water, as old people without teeth will do, before going to bed. But the next morning, Miss Lowe was stunned when she could not find the plastic dentures.
Stunned.
When her son came to visit, he heard strange scratching noises from behind the fridge.
It was Squeaky Kitty. There was strange Squeaky Kitty stole her dentures.
When Stephen Lowe, who's 53, if that matters, pulled out the fridge at his mother's house in Grove Park, Southeast London, he found her dentures hidden. The dirty dentures were buried alongside a knife, tea bags and dog biscuits and dozens of rat droppings.
Yes.
Mrs. Lowe was astounded when she discovered that a rodent was behind the theft.
Now, wait. How does she know a rodent was behind the theft? This is all circumstantial evidence. Someone could be trying to frame that poor rodent just by leaving rat droppings and stuff behind it. It could have been a dog.
Well, you know, apparently they're not innocent until proven guilty over there, or at least rodents are not, because the pet dog quickly came to the rescue when it killed the rat as it ran across the kitchen floor. Miss Lowe has already ordered a new set of teeth after the ordeal, and the original dentures also required a good clean.
Excellent.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't know, but I find it interesting that the rat, if it was indeed the rat, had pilfered a knife, tea bags, and dog biscuits.
Told you, dog biscuits.
I mean, why? Yeah, so I don't know. That's kind of an interesting.
I'm just
group
saying.
Of items. So it is Easter, or it was Easter after all, and a lot of people will hunt for eggs.
Really? Is that something that you do on Zombie Jesus Day, is hunt for
it
eggs?
It is an Easter thing.
For he saith, lo, unto thee I bestow ye with many eggs of the hard-boiled variety, which ye must go forth and hide hither.
Something like that. So the Dye family of New Jersey had their Easter egg hunt interrupted
Sunday.
Wait.
The Dye family?
The Dye family.
they tied their Easter eggs, the Dye family?
Yes.
This is a fake story. Is this from The Onion?
It is not.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The Dye family of New Jersey had their Easter egg hunt interrupted Sunday when a skydiver fell out of the sky in a fatal accident.
So the Dyes were interrupted by a diver from the sky?
Yes.
Excellent.
The diver, 49-year-old Arkady
MacGyver. Stinker, oh, damn. Sorry. I thought his name was going to be his. The diver, MacGyver.
He jumped out of a plane operated by Free Fall Adventure Skydiving School.
Which is owned by Lucius Fry.
He was, I don't know, do you think this is a fake story? Is that what you're telling me? Huh?
No, I'm just, no, sorry. Go ahead.
Is it a fake story?
No, I'm making up names that rhyme with.
Well, he was wearing, maybe this is a fake story. He was wearing a special wingsuit.
Yes.
That may have not worked correctly, according to the school's website.
Yes.
Their divers jumped from 13,500 feet.
Uh-huh.
The Dyes were having their annual hunt when they saw the skydiver having problems. I saw the jumpers, then I noticed one. He kind of looked like he was conscious. He was spinning.
Spinning.
Annie Marie Dye told ABC 6.
Annie Murray Dye? Oh, yeah. Annie Murray Dye. I knew her.
He fell into a nearby backyard where witnesses say he appeared to be breathing, though unconscious. He was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Was he accompanied by a gentleman carrying a shield painted red, white, and blue?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. All right.
There's video.
No, this is not a video show, so I can play the audio from the video. So I think the audio from the video goes something like this.
Excellent.
Excellent. Great. Yes.
and that, whether that's fake or not, I don't know. It looked like a reputable site. But there's your news.
Excellent.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it.
All right, DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online. The last word in technology.
So, I just have a question. I just have from you or the chat room or anybody else. I am thinking about getting a new monitor because I have always had crappy monitors.
You have always had crappy monitors, yes.
Crappy, crap-ass monitors. And I was thinking, you know, Adam, why don't you spend a little money and get a nice monitor? And I don't know. I would like a nice, thin, maybe 27 inches. I don't know. Maybe bigger than that. I don't know. What's a good size for a monitor nowadays?
I am running a 27. No, I'm running a 32 and a 27 at home, but I'm running twin 27s at the office. 27's about right. And 27's a good size.
Because what I look at you on is actually a television screen, and the resolution is not great for like viewing the chat room and stuff like
right.
that.
Yeah.
So I'd really like a nice monitor. So I just wanted recommendations for monitor. Like, should I go like Acer? Should I go, you know?
There is a site, and I'm not going to remember who it is now. In much the same way that PCPer does hardware for things like that, there is is it PC Magazine or something? They're on Twit all the time, this David Prager, who does these ridiculous monitor reviews. Like, he, like, you know, goes right down to the level of blackness on the monitor and, like, how specific they are. Yeah, so I will find the link for that. But that's really, you know, honestly, what I have two rules about monitors. Okay, number one, I never buy monitors online. Even though they're probably a little bit cheaper to buy online, I never buy a monitor online because stuck pixels drive me nuts. So if every monitor has a chance of having a stuck pixel on it, that would be that tiny little dot that, like, is stuck in one particular color in the middle. And if you bought the monitor online, it's almost impossible to ship it back and get them to replace it. Whereas if you bought it at your local Best Buy or Sam's Club or wherever, you could just take it back down there and swap it out and get the, this has got a stuck pixel on it. They'll fire it up and they'll go, okay, yeah, and then I'll give you a new one. So, sorry, I had to cough. So that's my first rule, is I never buy them online. I always buy them in person. Secondly is I kind of just use that as a guide, right? I go to the store that I'm buying them in and I look at them there and I see which one looks best to me. Because like a lot of things, the way a monitor looks is a very subjective term. As to what picture looks better really has to do with how you see things and what is important to you. If you're really into gaming, you know, like any kind of gaming where, like, World of Warcraft or anything, you know, not necessarily like high, like, you know, first person shooter or whatever, but any kind of gaming that has motion in it, you're going to want something that has a very low refresh rate, like, you know, 10 milliseconds or less, because otherwise you'll get ghosting. But if you're not into gaming, if that's not your thing, then you don't need to worry about the refresh rate. But, the thing has to do with the brightness of it. Like, and just like a regular TV, right? You can get LED monitors, right? You can get LCD monitors with like a plasma back, which I think the plasmas are mostly not being made anymore, or with fluorescence back. Your best bang for your buck is going to be your LCD ones, because each individual, the LED ones, because each individual pixel is going to be lit. So, but that's, as far as brands go, honestly, it's kind of like hard drives. You can go with a particular brand of monitor, but there's only like four companies that make these panels. So they all are just using a combination of those panels. So it's not, you know, it's like the difference between buying a Western Digital hard drive and buying another hard drive brand at the top of my head, Samsung hard drive or whatever. They don't make the hard drives. They buy the parts from someone else and just put their branding on it. So they're all made from some weird wizard factory in Taiwan somewhere. So Seagate, thank you, crazy scientist, Seagate. No, nobody makes their own hard drives anymore. They just buy the parts from other places.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm just debating, because I thought, well, you know, maybe I don't know, I have some money I could spend. So I'm just looking, probably wall mountable, something thin, light, 27 inches.
I would advise against the wall mounting if it's going to be a computer monitor.
It is, but I sit right by the wall. So with one of my monitors, it's already mounted, so it swivels so I can move it around.
Okay. What if you need to move, or what if you need to tilt it another way or something?
Well, it's true. But anyway. Another thing to consider are those ultra wide ones that are almost the width of two monitors, like squunched together.
The problem there is with the drivers on them and the video cards and how. So the video cards may display them right, and Windows desktop may display them right, but you're going to end up with some kind of a, you know, program that you want to run that just completely freaks out about how wide your monitor is. And so then decides to just like put big black bars all around it and, you know, say, oh, you're this kind of monitor. Anything non-standard like that gets weird.
All right. Well, that was it. Right. I just wanted to bring it up because I'm
and
looking.
We have a question from the chat room. This comes from Carrie, who says, is there an app/way to listen to the show live from my phone without using a ton of data? Next Tuesday, there's a chance I'll be on a 12-hour road trip, so I would listen in, but I don't want to drain my data.
Well, I don't know about the data thing, but there is an app.
Yes.
I believe we're on TuneIn Radio.
Yeah, TuneIn Radio is the one that I usually suggest to people. It's free. There's a free and a $1.99 version if you want the ability to record off of it. The thing about the data is that we are a streaming audio. We do not stream video, right? So we stream audio. We stream out at 96K in mono. So that means for every minute, we have slightly less than... slightly less than 960K of data every minute. So in order for
a very small amount.
So that's less than a mega minute, which means that if you were to try to get to a gigabyte, right, which would be 1,000 megabytes, you know, it would take you 1,000 minutes, which is quite a long time, right? So if you have any kind of a data plan over, you know, the 100 megabyte, even 100 megabyte, when it would take it 100 minutes streaming our station in order to achieve that. If you need less than that, there are some services that will convert our stream to an AAC, which is even smaller. But what they do is you give it the stream code, like you tell them to use our stream code from our front page, and it will then go and recompress it and give you another one. If you have 2 gigabytes of data, then yeah, it would take 2,000 minutes for you to exceed that by listening to us. And that's quite a long time, 2,000 minutes. I would feel bad for you if you listened to us for 2,000 minutes.
Yeah.
What is 12 hours? 12 times 60 is what?
680.
So yeah, so it would be 680 minutes. So 680.
No, that was completely wrong. No. I don't even know where that came from.
Yeah, where did that
it would
come
be
from?
60 times 12 would be
720. There you go.
Wow. Adam does math.
Right. So it would be 720 megabytes to listen to us for 12 hours. So 720 megabytes, which is less than a gig. So you could listen to us for 12 hours for less than a gig of data. Unless you're listening to Ramble Redhead, who decides to do it in stereo, in which case then, you know, it'd be half that.
If you're listening to Ramble Redhead, you deserve to go over your data cap.
Aw, he's really behind. He's trying to catch up. Anyway, let's move on. Oh, wait, here we go. Let's find out who this is. Yes, hello.
Hey, this is David at Blue Jeans Guy calling in for the Celebrity Death Phone. Today, April 20th, looks like Kevin Sharp has died at the age of 43. He was a country musician, not one of the bigger names, but certainly something that will show up pretty high in the Google search. So, yeah, Kevin Sharp, dead at 43. Talk to you later. Bye.
You know, it's only because he said that I have to try this now, because he said that it would show up pretty high in the Google search. What was his name? David Sharp?
Kevin Sharp.
Kevin Sharp, okay. Okay, Kathy Bacon, who is Kevin Sharp?
According to Wikipedia, Kevin Grant Sharp was an American country music singer, author, and motivational speaker.
Excellent. There you go. Congratulations, David, the Blue Jeans Guy. You get entered into the contest, and we are increasing the pot by $1. I'm sorry, I was chewing on ice. That's really rude of me.
I believe it's up to $80.
Oh, my God. OMG. That is a major. You know what? If everything goes correctly, it may be as high as $82 by the end of the evening. But that's not important, because you know what's important right now?
What?
Got no idea. But I'm pretty sure that this is important, if as soon as I get it to... What? Why are you?
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish.
Okay.
Okay. This first person actually looks like...
Is it Carrie?
You know, I'm not even going to make this comment. I'm
is it Carrie? Is it
this.
Is it Carrie? Is the first person Carrie?
It's not.
It's not her birthday, but she might have given birth, so it might be her daughter's birthday. Oh. But
well, it wouldn't be Carrie then. Okay, here we go. What?
I'm waiting here any moment.
Oh, yeah, you might want to hear it.
I have no idea. This sounds like David Lee Roth, but even though it's not a David Lee Roth song, but I don't know.
It is not. Now, I couldn't. I'm unfamiliar with the names of the songs from this person, but I will give you a hint.
It could it be? Is it Eric Clapton?
No.
Okay.
But I will give you a hint. He is known for his guitar playing, but he is known for a special contraption that he put in his mouth.
That would so Peter Frampton.
It is.
Peter Frampton. And they're pointing out in the room that that is a George Harrison song.
Well, so I don't know
while
whose
my
song
guitar,
this is.
Yeah, While My Guitar Gently Weeps is a George Harrison song, but
you know, Peter Frampton, I knew nothing about Peter Frampton, but I just want to say this: when he was younger, he was actually pretty hot looking.
There is a song by Peter Frampton that, were I to play it, you would know what it was.
Well, I know he has some. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, where he's like singing and playing. Anyway, I don't know how old he is, but
do you know anything else about Peter Frampton whatsoever?
Well, I know he's a singer and a guitar player,
mm-hmm.
and I was running late, so I didn't put his age, but I could look it up. Peter Frampton is...
He was born in 1950, so...
Yeah, so it'd make him 64.
There you go, 64. Almost, not quite a full Morgan Freeman. Onward, yeah, onward. Here we go, onward.
You know, there is a news story about him. A man got a suspended jail sentence for stealing something of Peter Frampton's. Oh, stealing his luggage.
I was going to say, stealing his stole by taking a photo. But
2 days
sure
ago.
It probably wasn't.
So, yeah. So here we go. Every time I change tabs on this.
I know, it makes a pop. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here is the next person.
To the book, and that I ought to do an audio narration for it.
George Takei.
I was intrigued, so I grabbed a copy to see what all this was about. Over my stomach,
he's
between
reading
my thighs with his long-fingered hands.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yes.
He's reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes, and he's going to be on Broadway this year, so I may actually go and see him. He's doing a play on Broadway this year.
So, happy birthday, George Takei.
Happy
and again, I don't know how old he is.
George Takei, he's really old.
But, all right, here is the next birthday. Oh, shit. I muted it and then changed it.
This is so not me.
Is that Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Wow, I cannot believe that you got that.
So that would be... Oh, wait, I know her name because she was on Clarissa Explains It All. Joan Hart something.
She has a show with Whoa right now.
Right, but it's Melissa Joan Hart, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you look at the chat room?
No, I didn't. I had already said Joan Hart before that. And I just couldn't.
She has a show with Joey...
Yes.
Lawrence right now called Melissa and Joey.
Right. Now the thing about Melissa Joan Hart is she was the grand marshal of the Disneyland Christmas parade one year when I had gone there to see them taping it. And so she was like 5 feet away from me and she's tiny. She's like 3 feet tall. She's very small. She's a very small person.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying. Those television people, they have to be small so they'll fit inside the screen. But I'm just saying, they're very small.
That's why I want to get a larger screen so I can watch larger.
So you can watch larger stars. Right.
Stars, yeah. All right, here's the next one.
Oh, my God. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
That is correct.
So this could be any one of five people. Is this person on this show, is this person an adult or a child?
An adult.
An adult. So it would be Edna Garrett, which is, Charlotte Ray. Is that her name, Charlotte Ray?
Yes.
Charlotte Ray.
It is Charlotte Ray, and I think I've done her before.
She is. She is a comedian and denture wearer.
But I had to do it because I just love her to death, and I love that show. And she's 88.
88 years old. My God. Now, the Facts of Lice was actually a spinoff. Yeah, the Facts of Lice was actually a spinoff from Different Strokes, right?
You've mentioned this before, and
yeah,
I'm not sure. She was a nanny or something, or a housekeeper on some show, and then they moved her over as like the house marm or whatever call it for a girls' school.
Okay, move along.
But it could have been that show for
move
sure.
Along. I'm sure Kathy Bacon knows.
I'll tell you just, I'm not going to play this one because we've done it before, but I'll tell you it's also Tony Danza's birthday.
Tony Danza.
I would have played the theme to Who's the Boss, but I won't.
Right.
And those are your birthdays.
You missed one that just happened today.
Who's that?
Drew Barrymore had a daughter.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have had a theme song.
Her daughter's name was Frankie. So Drew Barrymore's daughter, Frankie. Frankie Barrymore, I'm assuming.
Frankie Barrymore.
I don't know what name she's going to take.
You know, I may have mentioned this before, but my favorite movie that Drew Barrymore has ever been on.
Yes, was it, My Date with Drew Barrymore?
No.
Oh.
It was one that she was on. It was at the very beginning. Well, not the very beginning of her career, because I believe her first movie might have been E.T.,
she was in commercials before that, but yes.
But it wasn't that. Well, her first movie.
Yes.
But E.T. actually is a very special movie to me. However, it's not E.T.
Is it because it reminds you of your uncle that touched you?
No. I think it's like the last movie I went to with my father before he died.
Oh.
Now
that it just makes me an ass making the wrinkled old
anyway,
uncle joke.
Well, there you go. There you go. And I cried. Yeah. But no, it was a few years later, I believe, and it is Firestarter.
Ah, Firestarter.
And Mark in the chat room got it. I love that movie. And she was but a wee lass.
A wee lass, as they like to say in Australia or Scotland. I've heard it both ways. All right, excellent. Well, happy birthday to each and every one of them.
Yes.
I believe the phone is ringing there, Adam.
Is it? Am I supposed to be playing this one?
I don't know. Are you going to answer the phone? Fine.
Hello?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm Adam Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Probably way too late for this one. But boxer Ruben Carter, also known as Hurricane, dead at 76. Bye.
It's a sports thing, and I don't know who that is. Hurricane? The hurricane died?
Well, just for Nico, who thinks that because I'm, I don't know, young or dumb or something like that.
Yeah, Nico's already left.
And I don't know who anybody is. I will have you know that Reuben Hurricane Carter was an American middleweight boxer from New Jersey.
So
he was convicted of murder.
Well, there you go. In that case, absolutely.
But he was freed.
Absolutely. We are all four murderers on this show. Sports ball, not so much, but murderers, we're absolutely for it. No, so we need to get to our contact segment. That's what we got to do. But wait, we got one more. Oh wait, no, we don't. Never mind. That's the same person, right?
No.
Oh, that's a different. That's a different wrestler. Wow, it was a.
Wait, who was that called in for Reuben Carter?
That was RT Cruiser.
Okay,
but this one says RC from Wisconsin, but I don't have a phone call. I just have a link to an article.
What? There's no attachment?
No, it says The Undertaker, RC Wisconsin, but it doesn't have an attachment for the voicemail.
Oh, well, let me just remedy that. I'll pick it up over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Do that. Is he doing clothes?
Apparently, he doesn't know he's on the phone.
For the celebrity, this is RC Wisconsin.
Yes.
The Undertaker is dead. The WWF guy, he's dead. All right, bye.
All right.
Okay, so
the
before
Undertaker.
Before you...
Wait, I'm going to do it. I don't know why it was not playing. Yeah, it was a hoax.
Yeah, before you do that, you did it, but I have an article here that I want to, let's see.
It's right here. Two false reports saying that the Undertaker, born Mark Calloway, has died have gone viral in the past week, angering fans.
Yeah.
Yes, he is not.
So,
not
he
dead.
He is not dead.
Not dead. But thank
Sorry.
You, RC. Thank you so much for calling. We really do appreciate it. All right. Excellent. That was fun. So
I hear RC smokes a lot of pot.
Yeah,
maybe
probably.
He was smoking some weed and didn't realize he was on the phone for a few minutes. Or
right.
That was his, like... reflexes or his response time was slowed or whatever it's called.
Let's find out who's been talking to us.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Thank you.
Excellent. DeAndre has just joined the chat room. Hi, DeAndre. And Z-Chrome.
I can't say hi because he didn't say hi to me.
See how you are? You're just mean to our fans. It's just horrible. All right, let's get to our very first phone call here, shall we? These are new phone calls?
Yes, these are new phone calls.
All right, then let's get to the first phone call here, shall we?
Guys, I'm in Watertown, South Dakota. Okay. Do you have this phone?
No.
Okay. We'll just take a large fry.
Okay, sure. Large fry. Would you like?
Yes, thank you.
Wait, would you like ketchup with that?
Just one large fry.
What?
All right, no dipped cones here. Sorry about that background noise. I don't know why that semi-truck thinks it has to deliver while I'm calling the GI, but anyway, all right, well, we're headed to Sioux Falls to see if they have them.
Okay, great.
All right.
Pull forward, please, to the
all right, talk
second,
to you later.
Second window.
See, I always get confused. Which is the first window and which is the second window?
I have no idea. But she apologized for background noise that wasn't there.
She thought it was there. Okay.
It's like the background noise is in your head.
But does anyone else have this problem, though? I really want to say first window, second window. Is the first one that you pull up to?
Yes.
Or is it the second one the first one you pull
no,
up to?
No.
Because the first one is the one where they give you the food.
No, if you're going to pull up to the second window, then you skip past the first one that you pass and go to the second one.
See, that's really confusing to me. And I always
it should not be confusing
one?
To you, really, honestly. It's a drive-through.
So luckily, some of them have a sign that they put in that window to tell you to move to the next one. So then I don't have to guess.
Excellent. Let's listen to our next voicemail, shall we? Hello.
Daniel Brewer.
Yes.
Adam Burns. It's
yes.
Guru Nudy in Florida. I would say in Tampa, but that's copyright by another little show, and I'd have to get a release form signed.
Right.
I've got a question, so go ahead and cue the music. Tell us about the horror.
We don't have...
How much Kathy Bacon is too much Kathy Bacon? What's in a Moscow Mule?
Oh, I know that one.
Anyway, my question is for Adam, and it's...
Oh.
After you pleasure yourself with your eSTEM device, do you smoke an e-cigarette? I think that would just bring it full circle. And I'll take the answer offline. Thanks, boys.
Uh-huh. All right, excellent. It's Guru Nudy in Tampa.
Well, I'm glad he's going to take the answer offline.
I did not know that he still listened to our show. I thought he had given up on us. But he wants to know that the eSTEM device that you're going to be bringing with you to Vegas, he wants to know that after you're done, pleasuring yourself with that, do you smoke an e-cigarette?
Well, no, I don't. But I will say, like I said in that last episode, first of all, it's not really an eSTEM device. It's a TENS unit.
Uh-huh, right.
And second of all, I only tried that out because Daniel mentioned it. I didn't even think about it until Daniel mentioned it on the show before. And I thought, as the hard-hitting journalistic news director research person that I am, and it hurt. So I will not be doing that again because it was painful.
Excellent.
That's it.
What does TEN stand for? It stands for tiny e-stem needed.
I don't know. I don't know what it stands. Tantric. Sex. Electrocuting,
right, exactly.
Electrocuting.
No sex.
Something.
Excellent. Let's go to our next voicemail here and see who's this one.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I don't even know if I can come to tonight's show because
why?
I stay up so late on Tuesday nights. I'm never worth a dime on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But anyway, what did I call you for?
I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
You were going to Sioux
okay.
City.
Forget it. Goodbye.
So what are you normally worth, Kathy Bacon?
Yeah.
You're not worth a dime on Wednesday.
I'm saying, if you only get paid a dime, then those people are underpaying you is what I'm trying to say.
What are you normally worth? I mean, I would pay at least a quarter.
I would,
maybe.
No, I would pay a dollar. I would pay a dollar for Kathy Bacon.
Oh, if she died.
No, I'm just saying I would pay a dollar. I would pay a dollar a day for Kathy Bacon. Kathy,
oh,
just moved to Connecticut. I will pay a dollar a day for you.
Transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation.
Yeah, it just sounds... horrible. All right, let's listen to our next. She was on her way to Sioux Falls, wasn't she?
That's what she said.
How did this one get mixed into? All right, listen.
Hello. Okay, so I'm a little bit less discombobulated or whatever, but that's probably.
But she forgot who we were. She's like, hello. Oh wait, what show did I call? Shit, I forgot. Listen to it. She was gonna say cocktails and cream puffs. She could almost hear. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a little bit less discombobulated or whatever, but that probably doesn't mean anything. But anyway, can you explain the show three words? Okay. Thanks.
What?
I don't know. Can you? Luckily, she's in the chat room. Can we explain what?
Can
three words?
Can we explain the show?
Three words.
Oh, the show title in three words. Yes, the show title. There you go. Seems pretty obvious to me.
What is she trying to get us to say it and end the show?
I think so. She's trying to cut off our next phone call, which comes from.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Scott. You know, Sater 69 on the Twitter. So
yes.
The Sater Series podcast.
Yes.
I had an interesting idea for you.
Yes.
I think maybe, just maybe, if people call in for the celebrity death line and it isn't a celebrity.
Yes.
In addition to getting the buzzer, which I love.
Right.
Maybe you should take a dollar out.
Ooh.
To help save you some money.
Right.
And that way, every time RT Cruiser calls with some unknown person, he's going to be the cause. And eventually,
right.
he will start owing you money
ah,
for the celebrity death vote.
That's clever.
Just an idea. Yeah. Do with it what you will. I'm just here to help you make money.
Right. Yeah.
Adam, that's what you want. You want to make money. So this is an idea. All right. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Right. Bye-bye.
Right. Now, I'm inherently against this idea because I don't want to, you know, take away from the big pot that we're giving away. You know, it's all about me just gave away like
$2,000. We're giving away pot?
No, it's all about me just gave away like $2,000. Did you hear that? They gave away like $2,000 in cash.
They gave away, I don't think it was $2,000.
They are like
they
made of, you just, by your own admission, you're not caught up. So you don't know whether they gave away $2,000 or not.
You know have, what? I just want to say something. If they indeed gave away
$2,000.
$2,000.
Yes.
They should be at Pride 48 this year because
I'm just saying
they
can
afford it.
They gave away a ton of money. It's like, so we're way behind. We're way behind. So I don't want to take money away from the pot because, you know, we're being made to look really bad. But I do like the idea of punishing it though. So perhaps for every non-celebrity that they call in, we'll just take their entry out. So if they already had an entry,
out,
right? If they already had a name in the entry, we should just take their entry out.
Not the dollar, just the name.
Right. Exactly. That would
so
cut
leave,
down.
Yeah. But we want people to call in, right? So that's the whole point of having the contest. So we love the calls. We don't want to in any way.
Because, I mean, really, when you think about it, that's the only time that RT Cruiser never calls our voicemail line and talks to us. Like, you know, like, hey, guys, how are you doing? It's great seeing you in Vegas. He never. No, he only calls our death line. It's the only time that we'll ever get to hear from RT Cruiser is on the death line. So it's like we pretty much have to.
Really, what we're doing here is we are paying people to call us.
We are. We're shameless about it. So we just absolutely. So do we have any more email? I don't think we have any more. Do we have no more voicemails? Do we have any email or anything?
No.
I just want to double check because I think like I thought.
There was nothing under contact at dubiousintent.com other than what the Scotty voicemail.
Well, the Guru Nudie one that I just paid.
That was not in contact.
Yes, it was. It just came in today. It's addressed to contact@dubiousintent.com.
Oh, that came in after I checked the,
Oh, there you go. Let's see. I don't believe that we have anything else in the old, let me just check the start.
He's another one that sends his voicemails to the email.
And we appreciate it because we can hear him.
That's true.
Yes.
It does make it more difficult.
I think we're done. All right. So, excellent. So, thanks to everyone who has sent us.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. All right. I think I did the Drew Barrymore thing and I think I did that. And all right. You know what? That was a great show.
Yeah.
That was great.
Excellent.
It was wonderful.
I enjoyed it.
Good.
It's really nice.
Good.
Wonderful. So,
yes?
I'm just thinking.
What would you be thinking? What? Yes.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to end the show.
I
don't know. And it's really freaking my shit.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You were just going to leave me out there like, just figure out how to end the show, Adam.
I just figured that it was a good title for you to do that with, you know, that you could have done that. Anyway, all right. So make sure you listen to It's All About Me next week. They have a Nazi on their show. So we don't, why don't we never have guests on our show?
Why don't we ever have Nazis on the show?
Because
they don't
Nazis don't want to be on our show. So is what I think it really comes down to.
Oh, by the way, there's a State of the Station coming up on
hurry
Sunday, May the 4th?
May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day. Excellent. Make sure you hear that. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Good morning. Peaches, Geldof, dead at 25:25. Peaches, Geldof, dead. Okay, this is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Pretty sure I am definitely not the first time. First person this time. Bye.
Yeah, hi guys. RC Cruiser here for the Celebrity Death Phone. You might get a few of these. I've been, you know, offline for a few days, so I'm catching up. Now, where are we? Kevin Sharp, country singer. Dead at 43. Bye.